I'm Kareem Taylor, contributing editor at Promax BDA, and this is the Daily Brief Podcast. I want you to go and subscribe to the Daily Brief Podcast on Apple, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. And if you are enjoying us, head over to Apple Podcasts, give us all the stars. This helps other people find us. In today's episode, we're going to New York City at the Promax BDA Conference 2018, just a couple weeks ago. This particular session was a good one. It's called The First 90 Days, Personal and Professional Recovery and Reinvention. You may have been there before. Mergers, acquisitions, and more management changes. Your job is changing and or may disappear. Still feeling cool, confident, and creative? We've got two media pros and a professional mentor to guide you through the fallout and prep you for the changes you know are coming your way. We're going to hear directly from Astra Dorf, Director, Business Development and Creative Resource Rep, Astra Reps, Heather Jagels, Principal and Owner, Mountain Zen Creative, and Evan Shapiro, Owner, Producer, Eshap TV. This episode is full of juicy stories and great advice. Let's listen in.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. As you just heard, we are in the throes of major change in our industry, right? So that's okay. That's what we're here to talk to you about. I'm going to give you a little brief two-sentence explanation on who I am, and then Astra and Evan are going to tell you quickly who they are. So I'm Heather Jagels. I was the head of creative for HGTV, DIY Network, and Great American Country for the last 5 years. I had a very steady climb on the corporate ladder, and I never really had an issue until the last 8 months. And then I suddenly had a major issue, and I was very fearful and very afraid. But I went through a journey, and now here I sit in front of you at Promax 8 months later, getting ready to share some amazing tips, tricks, and things that I learned along the way that really helped me get to a better place very, very quickly. Astra, why are you here?
Hi, I'm here because started out in this industry working with the fabulous Lee Hunt. We were acquired by Razorfish. In 2001, I was part of one of the last rounds of layoffs. And since then, has had to reinvent myself several times. The first time, I wound up a yoga certified and becoming a yoga teacher. Then I got, and that's why Heather and I kind of are very connected. And then I wound up getting back into the industry and starting my own repping business, because I've always been an internal business development person, and I decided I need to take my skills on the road.
Evan?
I'm Evan Shapiro. Hi. I moved to New York to write and direct in 1991 and have spent the rest of my career reinventing myself along the way, first from somebody who worked in marketing in theater, then to marketing in TV, then into channel running, then into digital media. And now I'm producing content for a number of different companies and writing and directing myself. So it took a number of iterations and reinventions of my career, some created by on my own, some forced by others who may or may not be in this room, to find a path for myself. In addition, over the course of the last 20 years, I've spent a lot of time working with junior and senior executives on reinventing themselves and preparing themselves for change or dealing with change after the fact. So I've spent a lot of time, including with a lot of people in the marketing industry who have either wanted to pivot to a different part of the industry or having to find that new job and preparing them to do that. So that's why I'm here.
So we tell you all of this not to really tout ourselves, because does that matter? No, it doesn't. We tell you that because we've been you. We've been sitting here, we've been listening to speakers, we came up the same way, we've been scared, we didn't know what to do, and so this is literally just our roadmap that helped us kind of get to a better space about who we are and what we wanted out of our careers, which at the end of the day, I'm sorry, kind of is the most important thing. Money really isn't going to buy you happiness. I know we all say that, but trust me, it's not going to work out. So we're going to jump right in. Take a second. OMFG, what just happened? So, what just happened? Oh my gosh, I just got called into HR. Oh my gosh, they're handing me a packet. oh my gosh, I'm walking out of a building I've been walking into for the last 13 years. So that was my reality. And it was a very, very scary reality. But that was my moment, and it wasn't great. And I'm not proud of it. I cried a lot. But I want to say this to you because I want to tell you the best thing that helped me were people who had really felt solid emotions and were open to sharing that with me. So I'm sharing this with you to tell you I really hurt and I was really sad and my heart was broken. And it's okay if you feel that way. You know, it's a career and I get it. And it's a job and I get it. And we all say this is business, it's not personal. You're a person and it's very personal. It's okay to have feelings. Don't feel bad about your feelings. It really is. You don't have to show the world your feelings, but find some people that you really trust and be okay with the fact that this really hurts, okay? So this is speaking to that a little more. I'm fine. Maybe you're not fine. That's okay. Like, really, this is all very scary for all of us. We've all been doing this a very long time, and this is our lives. Big announcements are coming out every day. So it's okay if you're not fine. Astra, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, recently when Heather gave me a call when she was going through what she was going through, you know, I wasn't surprised just because there's so many dips, and this industry, along with so many others, are a roller coaster, and you really do have to buckle your seatbelts. And so Heather was like, Astra, you know, this just happened. I know you've been through this. What, you know, what did you do? What should I do? And I was like, girl, you are going to be just fine. You are so smart. You are so savvy. You know, follow your dreams. And she really has. And it's incredible.
Yeah, I think part of being fine when major change happens, especially when it happens for reasons that have absolutely nothing to do with you, you know, when major mergers happen and people get shown the door, that's not about performance. That's about downsizing. That's about right-sizing. That's about whatever euphemism they use. But being prepared for those moments in time personally is what I try to preach as much as I possibly can. And what that means is understanding what size shell you wear around you. What are the unique selling propositions of you? I talk to a lot of people who work in marketing who are the worst marketers of themselves. Their LinkedIn page is incomplete. Their resumes are full of gerunds and bullet points provided by Bill Gates. Understanding what it is that you do and might do best and what you bring with you wherever you go. When I left IFC, my younger daughter said to me, but you are IFC. And you know, what I said to her is, you know, everything I need to succeed in life comes with me in this package, wherever I go. And, you know, like Steve Martin and The Jerk, you have to understand, like, do you need that ping pong paddle? You know, do you need that remote control? What is it that you carry with you that will carry you to the next thing? And frankly, what is it about you that might help you predict what that next thing might be? Before you need to make that decision or before you're forced to make that decision.
Step one, admit you have a problem, okay? Like, seriously, you have a problem. You don't have a job. What does that mean? So just take a second and go, OMG, I have a problem. This is real. It's okay. But you can't do this on your own. I could have never done this on my own, I promise you. I was a very strong corporate leader, and I could not have functioned if I didn't have allies. So find your allies, lean into them, know who they are, and know who your allies aren't, okay? Because you're going to have some of those too, and that's okay too, but understand who they are as well. Keep your friends close, right? But what's the other one? Enemies closer.
And also, understanding your personal brand is built when you're not in the room. So understanding what your reputation is by asking people out there, people who you know, people who you don't, building a network that can give you an honest feedback loop on a constant basis is super, super important. It enables you to not be surprised by things, especially if you are without a job and have to walk into a room and ask for one. You should know what the people think about you before you walk in.
And a big part of that and helping that is believing in yourself. So that's step two. You're going to have to believe in you. I promise it's going to get dark. You're going to have a moment, but you are the thing that loves you the most. You know who you are. You know what's inside of you. You've got to believe. You've got to believe in you more than anyone else does. Because you're the one, like Evan said, you've got to go sell this now. And you sell programs, you sell multi-million dollar ideas. How do you sell you? Where it starts is your core, is really loving who you are and believing in you and being sensitive to that person. Step three is listening. So we all know this, right? Two ears, one mouth. So shut this, open these, and listen to the people in your life. The people that I said are your allies. Listen to them because they care. And they really do see you for who you really are.
I was just going to say that, I recently had a conversation with someone about what I was going through. The most recent company I was working for asked me if we could go back to a repping agreement. And I said, okay. And so I was chatting with a friend of mine, and she kept going, uh-oh, about my situation and the situation she was in. And I was like, no, not uh-oh. I go, this is an opportunity. I'm actually really good at this. I like taking on several companies. So you have to turn your uh-oh moment into an opportunistic moment.
I have a really good friend who's in the audience right now who says those are problatunities. And it's a super cute way to say, listen, problems come. How do you turn it into an opportunity? So, you know, he's funny, but at the end of the day, these are problatunities. How do you look at this stuff and go, all right, what's going to work in my favor? Take inventory. So this is the fun part. If you have a piece of paper, take a piece of paper out. Evan's going to tell you how to take your inventory real quick.
So I've loved a lot of the things I had to do in my last few jobs. I've also hated a lot of what I've had to do in the last few jobs I've had. Does anybody agree with that statement personally? So, you know, the thing that you have to discover what it is that you might do best in the world. Perhaps you're not doing it now, but the thing that you might do best in the world, that you might be the best in the world at, is probably the thing that you will make the most money at and be the happiest at, because chances are, if you are happy, you'll be more productive. The way, a great exercise, which is from First Discover Your Strengths, which is part of the Strengths Finder series, is to take a piece of paper, write a line down the middle, and on the left-hand side, write down the moments that you feel weak, where you do not feel your best, where you feel put upon. And on the right-hand side, write down the things that make you feel strong, the moments in time when you lose track of time. You're doing something and suddenly it's 3 hours later. You're working on your cut, or you're working on a deck, or whatever it is. And at the end of 60 days or at the end of 30 days, you should have a diagnosis. I should be doing more of this and less of this. And it sounds super simple, but we convince ourselves. I worked on ad sales for many years. I fucking hate ad sales. No offense to those people who work in ad sales and are great at it. There are people who love doing ad sales. I hate doing my taxes. My wife loves doing our taxes. At least that's what she tells me. And so the point is, if you should be gravitating towards the things that you love. And just because something comes easy to you doesn't mean that it's not a talent. If something comes easy to you, it is a talent. And, you know, we don't get to eliminate everything we hate from our lives, but in your next job or in your current job or in your life, you should be steering towards the things on the right side of the page. Also, this is a good way to create your elevator pitch. That right side of the page enables you to say to a potential employer, well, I do these things really well, and these are what differentiate me from everybody else in my crowd.
So you took your inventory, you made your list. You are going to go to someone you trust, that you really trust. This is not by committee, okay? This is a person you really, really trust and respect, and you're going to say, this is my stuff. This is what I think I should be doing. What do you think? And get their real honest opinion about it. Like Evan was saying, something that really has been powerful for me in my healing and transformation has been leaning into the things that are easy for me, leaning into what I'm good at, stepping away from what makes me feel bad. It sounds simple and like, oh, I wish we could all just feel good. No, really, do that. Life is really short, and we're going to get to a slide soon that shows you how much time you spend at work. And I know we all throw these numbers around, but I really want you to look at that slide when we get there. You spend a lot of time there. So try to feel good. Sickness, disease, all of these things come from a place. We're all aging. Take care of yourself. So really, listen to this and then go towards what feels good to you.
Information is power. So the more information you have, the better off you're going to be in this environment. You are all now, we all are all now professional ninjas. The landscape, the Pangea of the media world is shifting greatly, and we're all going to have to go out there armed with our iPhones or our Androids and be ready to do battle. And market intelligence, knowing what's out there, knowing your reputation and what it sounds like from someone else's perspective, getting someone's perspective on your LinkedIn page, which is out there right now, teaching people who you are when you're not in the room. Getting an outside perspective and asking, you know, does this LinkedIn page make me look fat? Or does that group of people hate me? These are really important things. And those you trust and respect will be honest with you. You have to listen to what they say to you.
Absolutely. So your next step when you've listened is you have to actually be okay to change. You have to really be okay. This isn't check your ego at the door moment, because it doesn't matter anymore. So listen to what they said, and then be willing and open to go, I've got to follow something different if I'm really going to be happy. So reflect. Take a minute and think, okay? Now, we're all going to do something together, because as Astra said, a big part of my journey has actually been becoming a certified yoga instructor. Yoga is something that brought me mindfulness and health through my crazy, crazy corporate career. And it's something that I actually threw myself into pretty intensely when I was going through my depression and figuring this out. So let's take a deep breath together, okay? In and let it out. So take a moment, guys. Let yourself sit with your breath. Your breath is healing. We call it pranayama in yoga. So use your breath to help you get somewhere better. If it takes 10 seconds, breathe in, breathe out, and let it fly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do yoga, but I like yogurt. But
which is delicious.
The panic and the just impulse knee-jerk stuff, not only is that bad for you personally, it's been really bad for the industry writ large. And so resisting that is part of the key, and taking a moment and just thinking things through, gaming things out, making lists, talking to people, breathing is really important.
Yeah, I was going to add, whatever it is that you can center yourself, right? So you want to, like, you definitely want to feel the feelings, want to go through the panic because it's what's happening, right? But then, okay, listen, network, chat, write lists, but really center yourself, and then throw yourself out there, right? Whether you're going to find another job, whether you're going to create a new path, whatever it is, right? You need to, like, be a camel in a storm, right? Go down and then get up.
So now it's time to get up, okay? So you're just zeroing in on your new path. You're going to discover yourself now, and you're open to it. You followed these steps first to get here, okay? So this does not happen immediately. Give yourself a second, but now you've got a path, and you're going to create an action plan. You're going to create a roadmap for yourself. These are the kind of jobs I want. This is how I want to feel. These are the kind of people I want to surround myself with. You know, when you get to choose this new direction, you actually get to choose all those things. That's how you get your power back, is you decide to choose.
And the more tactical you can make these things, you'll be surprised how much more beneficial they can be. So there's the action plan of I want to start a new business, or the more theoretical stuff. But the more practical stuff is, these are the 12 people I'd like to have coffee with next month.
Yes.
These are the conferences I should be going to. If I do not have another job in 6 months, at least during these 6 months, I will have gone to, and for me, it was going to Real Screen. For the first time in a long time, I started a new business a year ago. And so I mapped out the anchors on the calendar, which I knew were going to be important to me, whether or not I had sold a show by that point or not. And having real screen on the calendar and knowing I had to prepare for that 3 months in advance by getting on a panel and booking my hotel and preparing a presentation, these are all very, very practical and tactical things you can do. The more tactical they are, the more calendarized, the more list making you can do, the better you're going to feel, because action creates, for a lot of people in this room, action creates peace of mind.
I was just going to add, I always like to have things to look forward to, whether it's social or celebration, but also in work, right? Your work should be fun. So, like, I've created, like, these networking gatherings, you know, 4 times a year with some friends, and we have a blast, and we look forward to it.
So it's perfect what you just said, actually, Astra, because step 9 is you're on your path now, and what Astra and Evan are both explaining to you is they do things that make them feel good and help them get forward momentum. Steps every single day, schedule something. For me, it was yoga. Like, I really couldn't take a meeting. I'm based in Knoxville, Tennessee. So I can't just hop out in a cab in New York and take meetings all over town, which I wish I could, but I cannot. So a big part for me was genuinely scheduling yoga class every day, because it gave me a place to go be and something to do and surrounded by something that made me feel good that I knew I was good at. So if you can't do those things and you really are in a position where you just need a minute, schedule something you love and do it every day. Do it every day. You're not going to get a chance like that again either. And a lot of really smart people told me that. They tried to calm me down. It didn't work, but they tried to really let me know, like, listen, this isn't forever, and at some point you're going to be really heading strong again. Maybe go to yoga every day. So just maybe go to yoga every day. Or not, eat yogurt every day. I don't know what your thing is. You know your thing. So this is the work week, okay? I'm not going to read this to you. You can all read it yourselves and see it. You're very intelligent people. This is what your life looks like. This is how many hours a day you spend in an office with people you may or may not be happy around, with a job you may or may not be happy in. Maybe you've gotten pushed out of something or you're about to. Trust me, it may not be the best thing for you. So just consider this for a second when you're really thinking about your future. All right, so live for your life, not for your work. You are not your work. And you know what's funny is I would have said, year ago, 2 years ago, oh, that job doesn't define me. I'm Heather, I'm this, I'm that. Nope, that job definitely defined me. It's 100% who I was. It's 100% how I introduced myself to people. It's all the things that I thought I was. And when that was gone, what was left was me. And I had to really dig deep. So I tell you this to say, please don't do that to yourself, really. And I was saying it, and I thought I meant it, but I didn't mean it. So really don't mean that, because the second that job is gone, you're stuck with you. So please don't do that to yourself. It's probably one of the most painful things I did, and I'm glad I learned it at the age I've learned it at, but still incredibly painful and not a great moment for me.
The business writer Jim Collins, who wrote Good to Great and Built to Last, he once said to me, you know, you have to figure out what you would do even if you didn't get paid for it. And you know, the thing that we don't want carved on our tombstones is awesome promo cutter.
Right.
Terrific middle manager.
Right.
Filled out expense reports on time. You know, these are you have to figure out what you would do if you were not getting paid for it, and then figure out a way
to get paid for it.
You know, I, at one point, I think would probably say I was identified with my job by myself and others around me. But I think people who know me really well know that I refuse to be identified by any job or any title or any business. I am me. And that's made me very happy. It's also made me unemployed here and there, but it's I carry that with me wherever I go.
Well, and so the next one really is just smile. You see the other people in this room, they all feel the same way you do. You're not alone here. You're not alone in this whole thing. We all feel very isolated when this happens. You're not. There's a lot of people going through what you're going through. So smile, try to enjoy life for a second, cry on the shoulders you need to cry on, and really, you know, it does keep the head doctor away. So try to really enjoy your life. We saw that other slide. Don't wish it away. Don't work it away. Don't waste it away. You don't get another shot at this. So here you go. You're at step 12. Like Evan said, you're going to figure out how to turn this into money. Now, I don't have the golden egg for this for you. This is you. We're all individuals here. You then, it is important for you to figure out how to turn what you love into money. My belief is if you share what you love with people and you really believe in it, the money will come. It will show up. Energy attracts energy. So you put out bad vibes, here comes bad vibes back at you. You put out good vibes are going to come. It's science. So.
And if you put in the time and create action plans, practical things that you can do on a monthly, weekly, quarterly, yearly basis, if you work on your LinkedIn page and you create your own business card and you really take the steps of just creating your own momentum on a daily basis, you'll get to a place where you can pitch the perfect version of yourself when given the opportunity. And that, in this economy, is going to be the most important differentiator for people. Most of the jobs that come in this country over the next 30 years are going to come from small businesses started in garages. Facebook was started in a dorm room in Harvard by somebody who dropped out and is now the evil overlord. But so was HP, and so was Sony, and so was 3M. So you can be a part of it and follow somebody else, or you can be a part of it and make it yourself. But being self-contained is going to be really, really important in the next 36 months in our industry.
Right, and I was going to say that you know, a lot of you in this room are marketers, and you're doing a great job marketing your network or whatever it is you're working on. It's like you really just have to go inside and really market yourself. Whether you have a job or going through a transition or don't have a job or want to start a new path, you have to market yourself.
And it starts before you need to.
Exactly.
You know, it really, if you're in a job now and you're looking at the chaos in the industry, no matter how safe you are, these are good steps to take just to prepare yourself for whatever, or make yourself happier, or make yourself more productive, or get that promotion that you want. These are all really good steps to being a very, very in-shape member of the media business economy.
And here's what I want to say to that point, though. Don't be scared if you didn't. It's okay. I didn't. I wasn't ready. And so you can have two ends of this side coin, right? Like, you can be prepared, which is awesome, and I suggest you do that. If you are in a position where, uh-oh, I wasn't prepared, it's okay. The steps still work. You'll still get there. It's completely fine. Again, take a deep breath, calm down. It's all good. We're here. And so that's the next thing I want to tell you. We're here. Just breathe, believe, receive. This is all going to come to you. This is all going to be a thing. Relax, 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 guys. And we are here, actually. The three of us would love to talk to you because I am a firm believer, as I know my partners are, that you pass this on. So when someone has done this for you and they have pulled you out and you really are okay and you get to dust yourself off, it is incumbent upon you to pass that on to the next person. So when we say we're here to talk to you, we really are here to talk to you. We're running out of time, of course, because these things are always short, but we'll be here and we'll be out and about and we'll be out in this lobby afterwards. Here's some recommended reading. We've read of these books. Some of us have read multiples of these books.
Yeah, the Strength Finders one is one that we all
it's
a lot.
Really an important book. So if you've never done Strength Finder, it's a beautiful exercise, and it really helps you do what Evan was explaining earlier, genuinely.
You Are Not a Gadget also is a really great book by Jaron Lanier, who created the idea of artificial intelligence, but also forces people to look beyond the electronic lock-ins like Word and PowerPoint and LinkedIn and Facebook.
Thank you so much for coming. I want to say this is really about you guys at this point. Thank you for sharing your space with us. Thank you for being open to hearing our message and to knowing that we can all just do this together, and it's all going to be good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste.
Paige Albiniak is editorial director of Promax BDA. Kareem Taylor produced this episode. Video helper provided the music. Digital producer Kate Lekier-Marion contributes to Daily Brief. Follow Promax BDA on Twitter, Facebook, and other social media platforms at Promax BDA. You can reach out to us at dailybrief@promaxbda.org, and you can subscribe to the Daily Brief podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.